It's time now for How You Built That. And today, we're updating a story we first ran about a year ago. It begins around 1993 in Guinea, West Africa, where Rahim Jallo was growing up. And one of the things Rahim loved as a kid was this sweet, gingery pineapple juice called Jinjan, which is a really popular drink in that part of the world.
You know, you go buy snacks on the side of the road, you often have, you know, women that have a little cooler of Jinjan that they sell along with it. There's essentially, to us, this is like lemonade or iced tea here, or maybe milk to a lot of the kids.
Rahim's early childhood in Guinea was pretty great. But around the time he turned 15, the political situation in the country became unstable and unsafe. So Rahim's parents sent him and his brother to the U.S. But Rahim overstayed his visa and was eventually caught by immigration officials. And he ended up spending almost a year in detention.
Honestly, looking back at it, it's now that I appreciate how difficult of a time it was. I guess I was a little young and too naive to understand how much trouble I was in.
Rahim was eventually able to get a green card and then made enough money to go to community college and then to Michigan State University. But the whole time, he was missing home. His mom, his friends, and even that pineapple drink he loved as a kid.
Yeah, in Michigan, when I'm playing sports, when I'm running around in a really hot summer, I usually don't pine for a Coke. I think about ginger.
Now, you can find homemade pineapple ginger juice at some African restaurants, but you can't just walk into a chain store and buy it off the shelf. So Rahim and his brother thought, hey, maybe we should start making it and selling it. And when they started doing research, the timing seemed perfect.
We noticed that the traditional, the Cokes, the Pepsis, all these other carbonated, artificially flavored brands have been losing market share to a point where they have all started to buy up smaller companies that are developing fresh, organic products.
Okay, so a great opportunity for something like Jinjan, but as much as they love the stuff, they did not know how to make it. So they called up their mom in Guinea and asked for her recipe.
Fresh ginger, cold-pressed pineapples, fresh lemon juice, vanilla, anise.
Anyway, this is all happening around 2014, and at this point, the two brothers are living in New York City. They start mixing up batches of Jinjan in Muhammad's apartment, and Rahim starts to give out samples to customers at the bar where he works.
They'll try it. Some folks would find the ginger to be too spicy, or some folks would find it to have a little too much lemon or too little lemon, or the pineapple is not pronounced enough, or it is. Or
8 months later, after trial and error, Rahim and Muhammad get the recipe exactly where they want it, and they decide to launch Jinjan at an African festival in Harlem.
It was one of those moments to realize that we're really onto something. Everyone that came by that was from West Africa that knew the product could not just buy one bottle. You know, they'd buy two or three, take a picture, send it to a friend.
They sold out all of their bottles. And then, a really big break. They won $25,000 in a competition for budding entrepreneurs. So they moved into an industrial kitchen, and eventually they pitched Jinjan to Whole Foods, and well,
we were definitely relentless in terms of pursuing them because we knew Whole Foods wanted us to get a distributor, and their distributor was interested in us because they know we're talking to Whole Foods. So we kind of played them against one another, and it worked out well.
Since launching in 2015, Jinjan has made it into every Whole Foods in New York City, Long Island, and Westchester County. And Rahim and his brother are looking forward to opening their first Jinjan Cafe in Harlem this summer. If you want to find out more about Rahim Jallo or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.